This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linford.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Are we ever going to see summer?
I sure hope so. I've got some things to do outside, and our lawn is definitely one of them right now.
Everyone's.
Yeah.
Everyone's. We were gone for a little bit of time and came back and knew the lawn would be a little long.
Yeah.
Didn't realize how long it would be, but we figured we'd have the worst looking lawn around because it wasn't mowed, and then come to realize everybody else's was long, too.
Yeah.
We asked the neighbors, and they say, when can you mow?
Yeah.
Just about the time you think you can get out there and mow, it's dried out enough, then it starts to rain again.
Yeah. Or it's you got something else going on, and it's just, it's... Yeah.
It's been one of those periods here where the last couple of weeks, it's just, and it's going to continue here for a little bit yet. You know, I say when summer going to start. You know, it's been warm enough. It just, it's been this, all this rain and stuff. It just, everybody's ready to get out and do stuff.
Yes. Well, I mean, you had like, what, a whole week practically of rain almost all day and at night. And
storms at night and rain in the day. And all that.
Makes for a long week. So, yeah, people are definitely anxious to get out there and enjoy the weather.
Yeah, it really does. We've already blown by. You know, we always lament how quickly life goes by and summer's so short. Well, we've already blown by Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
That's already behind us. You know, we've got Mother's Day, graduation, Memorial Day, all those May things gone.
Yeah, now into June.
Yeah, all done. Now we're into June. So, you know, we're going to have all these other fun things come up. Father's Day is not too far down the road. Folks make plans for that. And, you know, we're going to have the 4th of July holiday weekend, not too many weeks down the road here. Everybody's kind of planning for those types of things. And, you know, the darn thing is I haven't had a chance to use the grill very much yet this spring.
We haven't either.
It's not much fun to go grill when you have to stand there with an umbrella.
Yeah.
And the darn thing is you're losing time.
Yeah.
And we like to grill.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy all that fun stuff. You know, I realize we're turning the page, the calendar now into June, but, you know, May was beef month. And, you know, so we spend a lot of time focusing on a lot of beef type related issues and things. But, you know, it's not just beef. We like to grill, whether it's pork or fish or, you know, whatever. We like chicken. We like to grill all that stuff. And you know, really, when you look at the most popular days for barbecuing, 4th of July is number one. About 70% of people who own grills barbecue on the 4th of July.
I can see that.
But Memorial Day is the second most popular. About 62% of those with grills. And that's gone already. Yeah. I don't know if you got a chance to do that or not.
We did, but...
But it's, you know, it's already past us. Now, Labor Day is the third with 55%. So, you know, you still have a chance to do all those kind of fun things. But, you know, when you do go out and use the grill, it's always important to do it wisely. You know... Your meat slices and things, your selections of meat, just like other things, not cheap. You know, everything's got a price, and you want to do it right. There's not a whole lot of things worse for those of us that really love to eat.
Yeah.
Than spending a lot of time picking out just the perfect cut, just the perfect piece of meat, tossing it out on the grill, working hard with it, only to find that it's not done correctly.
Yeah.
And it's real easy to blame the cook, the guy with the tongs, with the, you know, standing out at the grill. But, you know, there are a lot of things that need to be done ahead of time, too, to make that perfect piece of meat. I noticed that the folks with the Iowa Beef Industry Council provided some tips for, this is specifically for beef, but for putting it on the grill. You know, whether you use gas or use charcoal, doesn't really matter, but these tips work for a lot of the different types of grills that you might have. One of them is just remember that you don't need to let it sit out. You know, so many people will have those beef cuts in the fridge, and then they'll pull them out and set them on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's already thawed out, you don't have to do that.
Oh, really?
I mean, some people have this mistaken belief that meat should be at room temperature when you throw it on the grill. And that's really not true. Most of the recipes that you have, grilling times are based on the beef going directly from the fridge to the grill.
Hmm.
So you don't want it frozen. Or you
well,
can.
No. Yeah.
You can.
Might not cook the greatest.
I've done that before. You know, it's not that big a
deal.
But if you really want the perfect, you know, if you got friends over and you're trying to impress, take it out of the freezer a couple of days early. But don't set it out on the counter to thaw.
Oh, no.
Just put it in the fridge and let it thaw out. It's kind of like a turkey at Thanksgiving time, too. You know, it's best to thaw it out slowly in the fridge. Works the same way with meat, too. And if you're going to shape or make burgers from scratch, shape them in advance. Cover them and refrigerate them until the grill is ready. Once the grill is ready, you know, you don't want to put them on the grill and then fire up the grill. You want to fire up the grill and let it heat up a little bit and get it to a good cooking temperature. And the flare-up thing, too. Get rid of any visible fat before you grill. It helps to prevent flare-ups and charring and all the excess smoke that you sometimes get. Also, marinade. Mm-hmm. It's good to marinate. Add some extra flavor and stuff. Tender beef cuts can be marinated for 15 minutes to 2 hours to flavor them. Now, if you have less tender cuts, things that might be a little tougher normally, you can marinate at least 6 hours, no more than 24, though. You don't want to go any longer than that. And put it in a mixture that contains an acidic ingredient or a natural tenderizing enzyme. That way it'll soften it up a bit. And you want to pat the beef dry after you remove it from the marinade. That gives you even browning and prevents steaming of the meat, too, from having too much liquid in one area. Don't save the marinade.
Oh, no. I did know that.
You did know that.
I did know that.
Don't save the marinade.
Or you can boil it.
Well, you can. Mm-hmm. If you bring it to a full rolling boil, which means boil the tar.
Boil the crap out of it.
Yeah. That's another way to put it, I guess. Then you can use it for sauce and stuff. But otherwise, if it's been in contact with uncooked beef, get rid of it.
Right.
Get rid of it. And also, if you want to grill over a medium heat, that helps to ensure even cooking and good flavorful stuff. If it's grilled over too high a heat, sometimes the exterior, you know, gets scorched. Mm-hmm. But the inside, you know, even though the outside's overcooked, the inside's not very good. And once you get to that point, it's hard to come back from there. So be prepared with that. Gas grill brands vary. Do you have a gas grill or a charcoal?
We have gas.
They all vary a little bit. So, you know, consult the owner's manual or, you know, if you've used it a while, you kind of know where the good spots are on your grill, you know, but get to know your grill so that you can get it to the right spot medium wise. If you're using charcoal, a lot of folks swear by that. Don't grill while the coals are still flaming. You know, the amateurs think, well, you just put the meat on there and the flames. No.
If you want it, like, burn on the outside.
Yeah, you're supposed to cook with heat, not with flames. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, no, not when the coals are flaming. Wait till they're covered with gray ash. And sometimes it can take up to 30 minutes. But it's worth the wait. Spread it in a single layer, then check the cooking temperature by cautiously putting the palm of your hand above the coals at about the cooking height, about where the meat will be. And they say that you should count the number of seconds you can hold your hand in that position before the heat forces you to pull it away. Now, that should be about 4 seconds for medium heat. So that's how you can kind of gauge that.
Yeah.
You know, you don't lick your finger and stick it up in the air like the wind, but you just put it over there. But be careful doing that,
right,
too. Do it cautiously. And it's best to use tongs. I didn't realize. I never thought much about this. They say for steaks, when you want to turn them, use tongs. Don't use a fork. It's always so easy just to grab the fork off the plate and flip them over.
Let the juices out.
Yeah, you let the juices out, and then that stuff all goes away, and then it can create flare-ups and stuff, too. So, and also, make sure that you're using a meat thermometer and you get stuff done the right way. Burgers, about 160 degrees. The color of the cooked ground beef is not a reliable indicator of whether or not it's done, okay? Steaks need to be cooked to at least 145 degrees. That'll give you medium rare. And if you want it medium or anything further up the ladder, then you can kind of go from there. Mm-hmm. But so make sure you keep them there. And also, separation is important. Keep raw beef separate from other foods, both in the refrigerator and also during preparation. And make sure you wash your hands, wash your utensils, and wash all the surfaces in hot, soapy water after it's in contact with raw beef. Have you ever set, you know, burgers like or steaks on a platter? Then you take them out and you put them on the grill. Don't come back and just, like, rinse off the plate and figure you're going to eat off of it. It doesn't work that way.
We used completely different plates.
That's what I do, too. Soapy, hot water to do that kind of stuff. Make sure everybody comes back again. You don't want them to say, gee, that was interesting.
Something went on there last time I don't know about.
Honey, how come nobody accepts our invitation over to grill?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
There's a reason.
Yeah. Have fun. And hopefully one of these days, we're going to get to go out and grill. Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
That'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be great to get the year started off, or the summer started off. Mm. All right. That's grilling. What do you got over there? Anything good?
All right. Well, the Audubon Flight Breakfast, that's on Sunday, June 2nd from 6:30 to 10:30 a.m. at the Audubon County Airport, and you get free breakfast to all fly-ins, and they'll be serving ham and cheese omelets, pancakes, coffee, milk, and juice, just $7 for adults, $5 for children 11 under, and you can get those tickets available still at the door. They do have a shuttle bus to the airport from DRKW Transter, or you can bike or walk the T-Bone Trail. There's bicycle parking area at the airport. This is sponsored by the Audubon Chamber of Commerce. That's the Audubon Flight Breakfast on June 2nd from 6:30 to 10:30 at the Audubon County Airport. For those of you with some maybe not so obedient dogs, dog obedience classes start on June 4th and will meet weekly for 10 weeks. There's no dogs at the first class, and that is at 7 p.m. at the Guthrie County Extension Office. And then the rest of the classes, though, then will be at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds with the dogs. So then the last class will be on August 10th if there's no cancellations. They'll go over commands, heel, sit, stand for examination and more. Registration is $15 per dog for youth, or $25 per dog for adults. You just need to call the Guthrie County Extension Office to register. Again, that's starting on June 4th at 7 at the Guthrie County Extension Office, and no dogs for the first meeting. The Atlantic Public Library, they're having an author presentation and book signing. That's on Wednesday, June 5th at 2:30 at the Atlantic Public Library meeting room. Liberty Wickman will be at the library to share stories of her adventures abroad and sign her new book, Feeding Elephants, Friend and Parasites, The Journey of a Nomad. For more information, you can call the library. Again, that's on June 5th at 2:30 at the Atlantic Public Library meeting room. A free reading program, Reading Rocks, that starts on June 6th, and also it's on the 13th, 20th, and 27th. That is at the Atlantic Public Library for kids going into grades 1st through 3rd for summer vacation reading support. You can enroll your child by calling the library, or you can also stop in at the Children's Department. And this is sponsored by the Atlantic Public Library and the Atlantic BPO DOES. Again, that starts on June 6th. The Oneida and Atlantic Volunteer Fire Departments, they're hosting a steam train ride. It's a round-trip ride on a vintage train that's on June 8th. They have three different departure times from Atlantic and Oneida. In Atlantic, it's at 9 a.m., noon, and 3, and then the train will depart from Oneida at 10:25, 1:25, and 4:25. Passengers will board from the specific city at the specific time for each ride, and then you'll return back to the point of the original departure. They only have 400 tickets available per city, and those are available from any Atlantic or Oneida firefighter for their city's respective rides. Also, the Atlantic Fire Station, you can call them at 243-2146. Then in Oneida, tickets are available at the Oneida Municipal Utilities and at the Oneida Supply. Tickets do need to be presented at the time of boarding in order to get on the ride, and the cost is $14 for adults 12 and over and $7 for children. Infants who can ride on their parents' laps may ride for free.
And the thing is, too, the last time they did this a few years ago, the tickets just, boom, they were gone in no time flat. The ticket sales are a little slower this time. They're not, of course, how could you be quicker than it was last time?
Right.
I mean, if you waited 2 days, you didn't get any.
Wow.
The first time around. But they still do have tickets available. So if you're still interested, you can contact Mark or Dwayne or any other firemen in those two communities, and they'd be glad to get you set up. It's coming up next weekend. I'm looking forward to it. I'm on the 9 o'clock train ride, so say hi. I'll wave to you on the way by.
There you go. Also on Saturday, June 8th, the Shelby Youth Council's first annual 5K run. That's at the Stone Ark Trail at 8 a.m., and it's designed to promote the community of Shelby and all it has to offer to both residents and newcomers. The cost is $20 per person or $50 per family of four or more. Otherwise, the cost is $30 per person the day of the event. To register, if you'd like more information on that, you can visit shelbyia.com. That's the Shelby Youth Council's first annual 5K run on June 8th at Stone Ark Trail, and that starts at 8 a.m. Central Church of Christ Vacation Bible School, Kingdom Rock, that is June 10th through the 14th at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. It's for children ages 3rd through 5th grade, and you're invited to attend Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to noon. And you can register online at griswoldchurch.org, or also call the church at 778-2433. That's Central Church of Christ Vacation Bible School, June 10th through 14th at the Central Church of Christ in Griswold. And you can register by going online at griswoldchurch.org or calling 778-2433. Over in Oneida, they have their community blood drive coming up. That's June 11th from noon to 6 p.m. at the Oneida Community Center. Walk-ins are welcome. At the Nishna Valley Family YMCA, they're going to have Water Fun in the Sun. That's on June 15th from 2 to 4. You can join the YMCA staff and Atlantic firefighters for a free water extravaganza. They're going to have a huge slip and slide, a giant sprinkler. They'll have water fights, bounce houses on the north side of the middle school, and a free snack. You just need to register by June 12th at the YMCA. Participants are required to have a release signed by a parent or guardian, and then second grade and under, they must be accompanied by an adult. So it's Water Fun in the Sun at the Nishna Valley Family YMCA on June 15th from 2 to 4. Also, the Marnie Fire Department's annual fundraiser will be held on June 15th. That's from 4:30 to 7:30 at the fire station. They'll be serving roast pork and roast beef sandwiches with potato salad, spring salad, chips, drink, and dessert. And that's all for a free will donation. And everyone is welcome to attend. Again, that's Marnie Fire Department's annual fundraiser, June 15th, from 4:30 to 7:30. And that's at the fire station.
Wow, that's a lot of stuff.
Yes.
I got lots of stuff here, too. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back to tell you more about all that stuff right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, some more things to talk about here coming up in the next few days. As a matter of fact, I got a bunch of stuff. Shelby County looks like the place to be this weekend. Sunday, June 2nd, you got Dad's Belgian Waffle Breakfast at the St. Michael's Roseman Parish Center in Harlan. All you can eat waffles with fruit, sausage, and beverages. It's $7 per person for adults. Kids age 6 to 12 are $5. Children 5 and under are free. And it supports Shelby County's Honduran Partnership Project. Also, there's a Fireman's Golf Benefit this Sunday, June 2nd, with a shotgun start at 10 o'clock at the Harlan Golf and Country Club. I hope it dries up a little bit so they can play. It's a four-person best shot tourney and starts at 10 o'clock, so make sure if you're signed up, you're there on time. And the proceeds, of course, benefit the firemen. Also, the third annual Art in the Park will be held this Sunday, June 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Pioneer Park on the south side of Harlan. The Shelby County Photography Contest will be held as well. And there's, if you'd, again, that's 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. is the time on that. Yeah, I got my tongue all squared around now. Shelby County Historical Society Log Cabin Day is this Sunday, June 2nd, 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Shelby County Museum in Harlan. You can tour the log cabins, enjoy some music in the park, old-fashioned soap making, demonstrations, and a small Civil War soldier encampment. There'll be some other working exhibits there, too. They'll have walking tacos, old-time hamburgers and hot dogs, ice cream, beans, bars, and drinks. The plate lunch is $5 for adults. Children 6 and under, just $2. There'll be all kinds of stuff there, so enjoy that. Also, public canoeing this weekend at the Nishna Bend Park, the Sunday, June 2nd, 1 to 3 p.m., and you can see lots of things there. The Nishna Bend boat ramp closest to the campground is where they want you to line up. Life jackets of all sizes will be provided there, too. So you can enjoy some of that. Lots of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Also coming up here this next week, Staley's Chicken Supper will be held at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church basement. That's this Wednesday, June 5th, 5 to 8 p.m. Advance tickets are $11 for adults, 5 and under, just $5.50. And you can get those from any staff or board members. Tickets go up a buck at the door. That includes, of course, Staley's Chicken, mashed potatoes, gravy, salad, vegetable, roll, dessert, and drink. And they'll have to-go meals available there as well. And that helps the Salem Lutheran Charitable Foundation. That's at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church basement this Wednesday, June 5th, 5 to 8 p.m. if you'd like to go enjoy that and help out the effort. You know, also, we talk a little bit about some other things going on outdoors, and there are some other outdoor things happening, too. As we get ready, I noticed the this year's edition of the Lake Anita Vacation Guide is out. They have all kinds of stuff in there, some helpful hints and things going on. But also, Cass County Conservation, I noticed, speaking of Lake Anita, coming up on Saturday, June 8th, it's the Lake Anita Kids Fishing Day. So they should have a lot of fun there, too. It'll be a fun morning of fishing. Make sure you bring your poles, by the way. No hand fishing allowed. Bring your poles. And you can learn about the fish in Lake Anita. And then they'll have not hand fishing, but hands-on fishing. So you'll get to actually fish. Prizes will be awarded to participants. None of the children will leave empty-handed. And that's planned in conjunction with Iowa's Free Fishing Weekend. So Iowa adults don't have to have a fishing license to join with their children. So just register, meet at the beach parking lot at 10 a.m. Saturday, June 8th at Lake Anita, and they'll get you registered. So should be a good day. Good opportunity for both the kids and the adults to spend some quality time together. Fishing is something you can do for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. Get them hooked.
Uh-huh.
Did I say that
nice.
Out loud? You know, you talk about outdoor things, too. One of the other things that folks really enjoy coming up not too far down the road, farmers markets. Do you hit the farmers markets?
I haven't. Well, I have like maybe once or twice, and mm-hmm. I got some plants. But
it's a competitive thing. There are a lot of good stuff out, a lot of good things out there, and it's a little early right now. But here in the next few weeks, we'll start to see some of those farmers mm-hmm. markets open for some early season stuff. I hope they have some rhubarb.
Ooh.
We like that. But yeah, there are a lot of opportunities out there. A lot of places have farmers markets. They tend to be very popular. I know they're always looking for more people to exhibit. When mm-hmm. I say exhibit, to sell.
Yeah.
So if you want to do that, too, let those folks know. But the Atlantic Farmers Market will be opening up at 9 a.m. on June 15th, so just a couple of weeks away. And that'll be at Orscheln's parking lot again this year, same location. It'll be open every Tuesday from 5 to 7, and then Saturdays from 9 to 11. And again, the first day will be June 15th. And, of course, then they'll follow it up on that Tuesday. June 21st will be the that's not right, June 21st. It'll be the next Tuesday, which will be the 18th. Will be the next first Tuesday night activity. Now, that'll continue through October 26th. That'll be the last date. Kathy McCrory is your contact person there. 249-2051 will be the telephone number if you'd like to check that out. Now, in Griswold, the farmer's market will be opening up for the season on June 11th. They're going to be on Tuesdays from 4 to 7 p.m., and they're still looking for vendors this year, too. So if you have produce, plants, baked goods, jams, jellies, handcrafted items, what have you, then let them know. It's going to be located at 807 Main Street in Griswold. That's Lisa's Lunchbox. So you can contact Lisa at the Lunchbox to get more information, or if you'd like to sign up. And there is a vendor discount if you sign up before June 9th. So if you jump on it here pretty quickly. Again, June 11th, they're going to start. It'll be Tuesday nights from 4 to 7 p.m., the Griswold Farmers Market. And also the Anita Farmers Market will be opening up here pretty quickly. It'll open June 10th, as they'll have local vendors with a lot of locally grown things there, too. You know, the farmers markets are, as I say, popular, and a lot of folks do that. So June 10th from 4 to 7 p.m., and then each Monday all summer long. Now, Kathy Russell will be your contact there, too. So if you'd like to know more, get a hold of her, and she can help you out there, too, get you signed up, get you organized. So make sure you check that out as well. The Anita Farmers Market, June 10th. Will be their first day as they get things started. And that'll be a good long run during the summer months.
Yeah.
Fresh. Can't get any fresher than that.
And homegrown.
Yeah.
It really does taste better.
Well, and it's likely harvested that day.
Yeah.
In a lot of cases.
That's true.
So, yeah, you can't get any fresher than that. Hey, something else, too, down the road. I mentioned summer's going to disappear in a hurry.
Yeah.
A lot quicker than we want to if it never stops raining. 4th of July, not too far down the road, the Atlantic Jaycees, they provide a flight breakfast and fireworks display every year. And they're looking for some help because they're always looking for some money to help out with the cost of the fireworks. It costs around $8,000.
Ooh.
About $8,000 is the cost for the fireworks and the related insurance. Mm-hmm. That's kind of expensive, too. They've had very positive feedback with the fireworks distributor that they've had the last few years. So they're going to do that again. They'll have DJ playing music during the evening, patriotic music during the fireworks. And the flight breakfast is that morning, and those funds help toward that too, but they don't raise enough. So if you'd like to help them out with any kind of a donation to help offset the cost, if you've enjoyed the fireworks display over the years, or remember that as a child, and you want to help them out, send a check to the Atlantic Jaycees, P.O. Box 522. That's 522 here in Atlantic, 50022 is the zip. So if you can help those folks out, they'd sure appreciate it.
Yes.
Got any birthdays?
I do. Let's see. Over at the Salem Lutheran Home, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Rosemary So, celebrating her birthday on June 4th. And over at the Zyra Care Center, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Norma Metzen, celebrating her birthday on June 4th.
That's it. That's all you got.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of anniversaries here coming up in the near future. Here's one, too. The family of Ray and Carolyn Laird are inviting you to join in their 50th wedding anniversary celebration. That'll be held at the Elliott Community Center, and that's on Saturday, June the 8th. That's from 2 to 5 p.m. And if you'd like to send a card, if you can't make it that day and you'd like to send a card, you can send it to Ray and Carolyn Laird, L-A-I-R-D, and the address is P.O. Box 213, 213, Elliott, Iowa, 51532. So we wish them the very best. Hope they have a great day.
Yeah.
Ray and Carolyn Laird celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary this next weekend. And also Raymond and Jeanette Peterson are celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary as well on Sunday, June the 9th. That'll be from 2 to 4 p.m. They'll have an open house at the Elkhorn Town Hall. Again, that's Sunday, June the 9th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the Elkhorn Town Hall. And that's a 50th wedding anniversary celebration for Raymond and Jeanette Peterson. Congratulations to them. Hope they have a great day as well. Should be a lot of fun. Those are always fun.
Yes.
Get a lot of people sometimes together that you haven't seen in a while.
Yeah.
I always thought it was kind of neat if you could get a bunch of the folks who were involved in the wedding
in the
party.
Wedding, yeah. That'd be neat.
Back then. Wouldn't that be neat?
Mm-hmm.
People spread out so much, it's tough to keep them all together.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of neat. Well, we hope everybody has a good weekend here, and we, as always, thank you for sharing a little bit of your time with us here on the radio. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Lindfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.